Today is the feast of Saint Boniface. Even though we are gathering here for First Saturday devotion, Saint Boniface, as you can tell from my vestment, was martyred because of his faith, and especially because of his zeal for that faith. He was sent by the Holy Father in the 8th century to evangelize and preach the gospel to the Germanic people. And as a matter of fact, he was so zealous in preaching the good news that he made a lot of enemies. And one instant, he chopped down a tree that was so sacred to the Germanic pagan worships that they hated him and wanted him killed. Do you know why we as American, sometime before we say something, we say knock on wood? Because of the Germanic roots, that because those pagans think that somehow the spirit live in the trees, live in the wood. So therefore, before it becomes solid and your wish or whatever really doesn't gonna go against you, you knock on wood, making sure that it's solid, it's real, it's not gonna go against you. So when Saint Boniface chopped down that tree, oh, they hated him. They hated him so much that they wanted him dead. But he continued to affirm the true faith to them that the only salvation, the only joy, the only liberation, the only freedom that one can find, it not on some spiritual world or on some other worldly spirits, but only at being sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ and the power and working of the Holy Spirit. And for that courage, for that zeal, he was martyred in the year 754, the 8th century. Saint Boniface give us that courage of the example of what it means to truly give one life to Christ, and that is not easy. But remember, as you have heard from the book of Tobit today and throughout this whole week, one of my favorite books to read in the Old Testament, because it begins to tell us of what we would call the wisdom tradition, where from before, oftentimes things were interpreted. Oh, God cast down bad events or bad happenings in your life because you've done something wrong, because you're wicked. But Tobit, Tobias, and Sarah, and all the character in that book went through a lot of turmoils and hardship. But they didn't do anything wrong. They were faithful to God no matter what. And that's why God gave them the final vindication, the final healing, the final restoration, the final redemption. God vindicated their cause, and he redeemed them from the midst of all the judgment of this world because they were faithful. And in today's readings, most of all, who did you hear? The archangel Raphael or Raphael. It means God heals, or God is my healer. Raphael, what in the midst of all the turmoils, all the challenges, all the things that all the characters in the book of Tobit went through, God assured them that he heals them, that he loves them, that he's always with them. And today, too, in the gospel reading, we are being reminded that God sees our hearts, our intentions, not based on the quantity of our giving or of what we want to prove to other people, but on the quality of our love for him, no matter how small, how insignificant it might seem in the eyes of the world. Don't worry about what other people say, how good, how devout, how faithful, how loving, and how whatever they are at being Catholics. Don't worry about that. They can lie to the whole world, even the one that seem to be very devout or very traditional or whatever you think would be a good Catholic. God knows our heart. and we do not have to prove anything to anyone. God knows our heart. And no matter how our work, our livelihood, our deeds, our actions seem insignificant in the eyes of the world, who cares? The world doesn't know us. The world will always be contrary to the gospel values. And the world will always judge us at being unpopular, uncool, unkind, or whatever. But who cares about the world? Lives for Him who vindicates us, who redeems us, who wants to heal us, who desires us. Not here only in this world, but in the world to come for eternity. Who is your vindicator, your redeemer, your savior, your God? Is it some spirit who live in a wood or in a tree or in somewhere around this world? Or is it someone who already knows you and I? Where do we find our salvation, our self-worth, our dignity, our respect? No matter how poor, how big, how little, how insignificant we are, God knows. And He knows the deepest act of our heart and our desires. So don't live for anyone else. Live for no one else except for Him. And as we come together for First Saturday, we know that the Immaculate Heart of Mary would peer connected to the Sacred Heart of Christ Jesus. But her heart was always pierced by that sword. Her heart got hurt too, just as Jesus' own Sacred Heart was crowned by thorn. Their hearts were never anything popular or easy, but their hearts were simple, true, pure, and filled with love. So as we enter into this month, where we are very mindful of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, may our heart be like His and conform our lives to His heart. But most important of all, too, to learn from the Blessed Mother so that our heart become more immaculate, more pure, more free, so that we can truly give our life totally and completely to Him who hath loved us first.